Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, May 4th, 2015, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, I just know all of you had the same type of weekend I had, which was productive and wonderful. I had such a good time this weekend. First of all, it just started off with Friday. I wasn't feeling very well, had a headache all day long, and I said, you know what, I'm going to do some breathing exercises. I'm going to get rid of this headache, and that's just what I did. And, of course, I had a wonderful time with my nephew, Andre, who is back in the state of Georgia, who is a captain in the Army, and he and his family came over on Saturday, so I had a wonderful time. And then, guess what? On Sunday, I went to the Ultimate Women's Expo and the Alive Expo happening here in Atlanta, and I had such a wonderful time talking to so many beautiful women. As a matter of fact, I took a lot of pictures, and I'm going to post some of them up on Facebook so you guys can see who I connected with. But a big shout-out to Montina Portis, who was my expo partner. We walked around and had a great time talking and conversating about all things women, of course. And I just saw just some awesome, awesome stuff. One of the things that I was just quite impressed with was a young lady who had invented something called a pretty panty, which literally are disposable menstrual panties. And you guys have got to take a look at this. It's prettyppanty.com. Again, prettyp, as in the letter P, panty.com. Take a look at that. Hey, it's just her doing something that women did of old, and she's brought it up to the current modern day, and she has created something that I know a lot of the women are going to absolutely love. Hey, who would have thought of it? Disposable menstrual underwear. I love it. Anyway, I met so many wonderful people yesterday at the event, and, you know, one of the things that I know, I was just sitting here at my desk looking at all of the contacts, and I think I made about 40 really good contacts on yesterday, and I was just thinking about how when you open your mouth and when you just say hello and you give a person a smile and when you share with other people, how that can be so absolutely powerful. So when's the last time you went to the mall or went where there were a lot of people and it really was your goal to just brighten somebody's day, give them a wonderful compliment, shake their hands, connect with them on a very human level? You know, when you do that kind of thing, you not only brighten someone else's life, but you help yourself too. And again, I had just such a wonderful time on yesterday, just being with women, talking with women, and just sharing, and that's what it's all about. We've got a great show lined up for you today. Our hot theme for all of the month of May is action-driven woman. Absolutely, action-driven woman. You know, here's what I say. It's time to bust a move, right? It's time to bust a move, literally, on your dreams and your goals, because you can't keep going on from month to month saying what you're going to do and not take action on that very thing. So this month, all this month, each Monday, we're going to be talking about the action-driven women. And I'm going to be giving you each Monday some tools, some information that's going to help you to just really start taking swift and immediate action on those things that are very, very important to you, which I can't stress enough. Also, I'm going to be talking about I Believe in the Power of Me. That's where it all begins. You believing in yourself, you making things happen for you. So we're going to be sharing with you those four questions, right, that can help you take action and get in touch with your inner power. Also, I've got a wonderful book to share with you. It is called, indeed, Action Has No Season by Michael V. Roberts. And this book is so powerful. It's just packed full of information about taking action. And it's a whole book on the subject of action. So I think you guys are going to really enjoy the excerpts that I read to you each Monday this month. And, you know, again, this is a really great time for you to flash over on another line, or if you're listening online on your smart device, it's a great time to literally just let people know Successful Woman Radio is live on the air right now. Please join us. Trina is talking about action-driven woman. Here's the phone number for those of you with pen in hand, 347-637-2589. Again, the dial-in number, 347-637-2589. And, you know, just share it with one woman. You know, I truly believe that it's our responsibility to bless the lives of other people, and especially other women. We are women, right? And so we need to be reaching out and sharing resources with women that we know need inspiration. They need encouragement. They need a pick-me-up. They need that one day of the week, Monday, to hear something that's going to help them to just launch, to just catapult, to just take that action that they need in order to start making things happen for themselves. And no better radio show, right, than Successful Woman Radio, because that's what it's all about. We want to help you to be successful. And success, of course, is always going to be defined by what you want in your life, the positive things that you want to experience. So, again, I thank all of you so much for listening to the show, and I hope that you guys listen all this month as we feature the topic action-driven woman. It is 12:07 after the hour, and, again, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to go right ahead into I Believe in the Power of Me. Now, for those of you that are new to the show, this year, the whole theme of the year for the show is I Believe in the Power of Me. And I came up with really what I would consider four important questions that you need to be asking yourself as often as you need to get you to take action, right? So let's go ahead and start with question number one. Am I clear on my vision and what I want to experience? Now, hey, ladies, some of you who are longtime listeners, I know you've heard this. I know that you hear it every Monday, but are you really taking action on this particular question? Are you answering this question for yourself? Let me repeat it. Am I clear on my vision and what it is that I want to experience? You know, you can't do anything in life or business until you really know what it is that you want. So ask yourself, what is it that I want to do within this next 30 days? Am I tired of being tired of something? What is that something? Is it something that I want to do that I keep talking about or keep saying in my mind that I'm going to do, but I never take action on it? If so, it's time for me to declare that, and it's time for me to look at what I want to experience within this next 90 days, within this next 180 days, and start making it happen. Here's question number two. Have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? Now, this question right here is really resonating with me because I don't think, for the most part, that most women truly understand how habits are wreaking havoc in our lives. I don't think that we truly understand just how these automated, repetitive acts without us thinking are causing us not to accomplish our dreams and our goals, but it's so true. And so you have to literally stop everything that you're doing. You have to get in that quiet space, and you have to start asking yourself, have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? And, you know, habits are, again, automated, repetitive acts that when we repeat them over and over again, that's how they become automated. And then we begin to repeat them without thinking. And so habits can be good or bad. They can contribute or they can take away from whatever it is that you are trying to do. And certainly I can tell you right now, hands down, that if there are things that you have wanted to accomplish, that you wanted to do, and you have not, I can guarantee you that it is a habit that is holding you back, and you've got to get to the bottom of it. You've got to ask yourself, what are the habits? or what is the habit that is holding me back from taking action and doing whatever it is I need to do to accomplish my dreams, to accomplish my goals, to make that six figures, to make that seven figures. What is it? And that is so very important for you to understand. I am going to be talking a little bit later on this month about habits. I am preparing a teleclass because I feel that it's something that's so serious that you really need to be in the know about how to eliminate habits that are causing issues in your life, okay? Let's move on to question number three. Have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? Again, have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? Now, ladies, this is very important because while you have your vision, you may know what it is that you want to accomplish in your business or in your life. If you haven't taken it out of the spiritual realm, which is in your mind, where all visions are created, if you haven't taken that vision out of your mind and written it down and put goals to it on paper, it can't be manifested. It can't happen. One of the things I find out with women, and I include myself, of course, in this group, is that we have a tendency to just think in our heads of what we want, and it's almost like we're in la-la land. We're experiencing a euphoria, and we want to stay there in our minds, and we really don't want to take that dream or that goal out of our minds. And that's really where we begin to make the first mistake, because if we don't get it out of our head and onto paper and start setting goals to it, absolutely nothing can happen. So I want to encourage you. I want you to ask yourself a question. A sub-question up under number three is, when is the last time that I have actually sat down and written goals to support my vision and what it is I want to experience? When is the last time you actually did that? If you haven't, hey, answer that question and make some things happen there. Last but not least, question number four, have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? You know, as women, I know for a fact, in working with other women and helping women to accomplish their goals, to meet their dreams, I know that we get very discouraged most of the time if we don't see results. And when we don't see results, we have a tendency to drop it or allow things to fall in the cracks. So one of the things that you have to get used to is not trying to set your vision so far out that you can't put goals to it and see things being accomplished within, let's say, a 30-day period. And so you must realize that short-term goals are very, very important because they help you to convict yourself and enhance your belief in whatever it is that you are trying to accomplish. So short-term goals really do help to generate the power within you. And that's why it's so important that when you set your vision, that you don't try to set a vision that's so far away that it actually becomes mythical to you, that it does keep you in that la-la land, because it starts making you feel as though you cannot accomplish it, that you have to be much larger in life than where you are in order to make it happen. And that's just not good. So I want to encourage all of you that are listening today to make sure that the goals that you set for your business are short-term, accomplishable goals that will give you results in a short period of time, and that's just going to make you be a better goal setter. It's just going to make you want more and more of what you are doing to accomplish the overall vision. So, again, make sure you do that. Ladies, keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see, it really is what it's all about on the journey of business. Let nobody tell you anything different. And there you have it. You have the four questions, right, to help you tap into your inner power and start making things work on your behalf. Speaking on inner power, I want to ask you that question today. Who has your power? You know, it's a question that I have posed to you maybe a few times on Successful Woman Radio, but I want to go back over it again. I want to ask you, who has your power? You see, I have been having some great conversation with various women around Atlanta, women who are leaders, and we've all been talking about, as we work with other women, how here we are in this 21st century and women are still dealing with some of the same things. We're still dealing with enormous amounts of fear. We're still dealing with the lack of drive to make things happen in our lives. And we're still comparing ourselves to others and instead of really moving forward in the light and doing what we need to do for ourselves. And I believe that really the reason why we have a tendency to be that way is because a lot of the times we've given up our power. We've given our power up to people. We've given our power up to places and things. We've given our power up to the environment. But we haven't given the power to ourselves. We're giving it up. And I'm going to tell you, there is a symptom that happens when you've given up your power. And maybe some of you who are listening will have an aha moment when I share this with you. So some of the symptoms of giving up your power, the inner part of you that helps you to accomplish your dreams and goals, is you're feeling tired all the time, very lethargic. You can't seem to get clarity or get in your center point. You seem to talk a lot about what you're going to do, but you never actually do it. And it's been months and years, and you're not quite sure what's going on with you. You have a big question mark on your forehead. You're like, what in the heck is going on? Why is it that I can't take action? Why is it that I can't accomplish my dreams and my goals? Why is it that I can't seem to get things done? If these are things that you are experiencing or have experienced, I can let you know hands down, right? I can let you know hands down that you have given up your power. Now, you can trick yourself, but you can't trick God. And to be honest with you, you can try and trick yourself into believing that, hey, there's nothing wrong. I haven't given up my power. But I'm going to let you know right now, if you're here this year and you're still no further in life or in business, and you have had the same goals since last year or the year before, here you are right back around at the same point again, and you have not accomplished those goals, then I can tell you 100% unequivocally, you have given up your power. You may not like to hear it, but you know what? The truth shall set you free, my sister. And you need to understand that here at Successful Woman Radio, we want to tell you just how you can get your power back. And I'm going to be sharing with you some things today on taking action and making some things happen in your life. So this power that you have, what is it? What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about the fact that each of us are born with a power that's within us. It was pre-installed by God. And it helps us to center ourselves and to become successful. It helps us to accomplish our dreams and our goals. It helps us to have a belief in ourselves. That's the kind of power that I'm talking about. It helps us to eliminate fear, and it helps us to know that there is no one else that has our success DNA. No one else. So guess what? You can stop comparing yourself to other people. You can stop worrying about what other people are doing. You might have the same business as someone else, and you feel that they are much further ahead. And so instead of it encouraging you to take action, it discourages you. It makes you feel like, well, they're so far ahead, I'm not going to do it. You know, I'm too late. No, you've got to stop all of that stinking thinking, and you have got to reclaim your power. So one of the things I want to do on the show today, and I want all of you to participate, I don't want to hear that I can't press star one on the phone. I want you to press star one, and I want you to say I'm reclaiming my power, okay? I want you to reclaim your power. I want you to understand that this power that you have is divine. It's given to you as a gift from God, and that you have a responsibility, ladies. And this is the truth now. You have a responsibility to live to your full and maximum potential of whatever it is. You have a talent and you have a purpose to do. But when you give up your power, or when you just go from day to day and you don't take action and you don't do things for your life and you don't do the things you know you need to be doing for your business, guess what's going to happen? It means that you have given up your power, and you're going to start feeling the symptoms of it. You're going to start feeling mediocre, like you're in a blah life. You're going to start feeling unhappy. You're going to start feeling as though, you know, you don't know what it is that you want in life. You become confused. All of these symptoms start happening when you give up your power. So, again, I want all of you, star one, and I want you to claim verbally out loud that you're reclaiming your power and you are going to make it happen for yourself this year. Look, here we are in May. We're almost at the center point of 2015, and I know that many of you have not accomplished your goals or have not really started working on all of the to-do items and tasks that are going to help you, right, make your goals. So this is the one thing that you have got to do. You have got to reclaim that power that is within you. I want you to stop listening to Successful Woman Radio and not taking action on the great resources and the information that you hear on this show. You see, I don't want you to just be motivated, because we can all be motivated for 60 minutes, right? But it's what happens when you hang up the phone or the show is over and you go about your day. It's about what you take with you and start putting it into action for yourself. So, again, I want all of you that are listening, I want as many of you as possible to go ahead and press star one on your phone keypad right now. And what that does is it allows me to unmute your phone, and it allows you to come on the air and just claim your power. Just let me know, Trina, I'm reclaiming my power. And if you want to share what you're going to reclaim your power about, I want you to do that as well. You know why? I'm going to let you know why. Because when you verbally state what you are going to do, it's the first step to transforming it out of your spiritual realm and getting it into the physical realm so that you can start taking some action to it. So verbally declare that you're reclaiming your power. And I know some of you are listening and you're shy or you're introverted or you're feeling like, I don't want to do this, but you need to. Girl, press star one on your phone keypad now. Go ahead and reclaim your power and let us know. Let us as women be in unity and declare what it is that we are going to do. I know I'm going to just put it out there and just let you know right now. I've got some awesome things that I'm trying to do. I am reclaiming my power, okay? I feel that this year, yes, I, your coach, Trina, have given up some of her power in some areas that I should not have, and it caused me to lag behind a little bit, but guess what? This woman is reclaiming her power, or has reclaimed her power, and I'm seeing things happen. That's what's so incredible. Once you verbally admit you reclaim your power, you're going to start seeing things happen, because to reclaim your power is basically you saying that I no longer choose to allow my energy, my power, my sense of being to be controlled or led by something or someone else. I reclaim my power and I say out loud that I choose to be the leader of my life. I choose to manage my life and to take over and to start doing what I need to do to make things happen. Now, I want you to ask yourself a question. If you have not pressed star one, I want you to ask yourself why. Why are you not willing to reclaim your power and be proud of that and admit that on a verbal standpoint? Why is that? You need to be asking yourself that question, because when you're not willing to do that, when you're not excited to say I reclaim my power, oh, guess what? That's a problem. It's a problem in and of itself, because it means that you are still allowing someone else to have your power. You know, every day, no matter if you feel you're in control of your power or not, every day we give up a little bit of our power to something. And that's why every single day when we wake up, we have to thank God for allowing us to wake up another day, and we have to say, Lord, I am reclaiming the power that you gave me. I am reclaiming it, Lord, and no longer No longer will I allow other people, places, or things to try and take that power away from me, because it was given to only me, and I know, and only I have my success DNA. Nobody else has it. But if I give it up, if I allow other people to take it, then it's on me. And so that's why it's so important. Hey, I see some people have pressed star one, and I want to recognize you. And so the first person I want to call is phone number, last four is 1864. Last four is 1864. You are live on the air. Give us your name, the city you're calling from, and declare that you're reclaiming your power. Go ahead.
Hi, Trina, and everyone else online. This is Rhonda Frost, and I am reclaiming. Hi. I'm not only reclaiming, I'm taking my power back, and I'm doing that by tuning out all the negative feedback that I get about what I am doing from people who are close to me.
Mm-hmm.
I have started out, I'm reclaiming it by following up at least 3 days after I meet any new prospective client, partner, or whoever I may meet. So that's how I am reclaiming and staying focused.
Very good, Rhonda. And I'm so glad that you were bold and brave, girl, to verbally declare that you are reclaiming your power. And I am praying for you and with you and standing right there beside you and willing to support and give you those resources that you need. So fantastic. Thanks so much, Rhonda.
And thank you for standing by with me, Trina. And I'm standing with you, too, and all the other ladies that are experiencing this in the spirit.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And, of course, that was Rhonda Frost, and she says she's reclaiming her power. And not only did she let us know how she's reclaiming it, but she, you know, she went on to talk about it a little bit. So, again, hey, Rhonda sounds like she's ready to reclaim. The next caller, the last four of your phone number is 5438. Again, 5438. Give us your name, the city you're calling from. You are live on the air. Go ahead. If the last four of your phone number is 5438, you are live on the air. Go ahead, my sister.
Hi, this is Rochelle Middleton Hill from Columbia, South Carolina. And this is my first time being on. I am reclaiming my power. I thank my friend, Mignon Patterson. She invited me. And I love what I'm hearing. I've reclaimed my power. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. And welcome to Successful Woman Radio, Rochelle. Make sure you mark your calendar every Monday for that dose of inspiration that you need. And definitely, I want you to understand that no one should ever have your power. It should be under your control. So make sure you sit down today at some time and really just start brainstorming and writing out, how am I going to reclaim it? Who has it? And what do I need to do to start gaining my power back? So, again, welcome to Successful Woman Radio.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So that was Rochelle saying she's reclaiming. And it's not too late for others to start pressing star one on your phone keypad. And, you know, again, I just want to let you guys know, if you're not pressing star one, come on, think about it. Why wouldn't you be excited to press star one and to declare verbally that you want to reclaim your power? And I know you guys might say, Trina sure is putting pressure on. Why does she want us to press star one? But see, you've got to understand, when you've experienced manifestation, when you've experienced transferring your dreams and your goals from your spiritual realm and putting it, you know, out there and open in the physical realm and making it happen, when you've experienced that, gosh, it is such a beautiful feeling. It's like you can feel God working within you. It's like you can feel that all of the things you thought negative about not experiencing things in your life, it disappears and you become convicted. You literally become convicted in knowing that I can accomplish, that I can do anything. And that is what's so very, very beautiful. Let's talk with someone else. Caller, you are live. The last four of your phone number is 8147. Let us know the city that you're calling from and give us your name. If the last four of your phone number is 8147, you're live on the air. Go ahead. Good morning, Trina. Can you hear me?
I can barely hear you. Talk up a little bit louder.
Okay. My name is Jerry Sue Williams from Long Beach, California, and I am reclaiming my power.
Okay. Hold on for a minute, and let me mute and unmute you again just to see if that helps out. Hold on for a minute. If you're on a speakerphone or anything like that, just get off of that and talk right from the receiver or your phone.
Right. Can you hear me better?
Okay. Go ahead again.
Okay. This is Jerry Sue Williams. I'm calling from Long Beach, California, and I'm reclaiming my power.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Jerry Sue, thank you so much for listening. And you're from Long Beach, California, for everyone that didn't hear Jerry Sue. And she says that she is reclaiming her power. So, Jerry, what that means is that you are no longer going to allow outside interference with what it is that you want to do in your life. And that every day you are going to be aware of the fact that you have your power and that there are possibilities of you giving that up, and you're going to create things that are going to prevent you from doing that, right?
Exactly.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Jerry Sue. And again, that was Jerry Sue Williams from Long Beach, California. And I know that there are many others of you who wanted to press star one, but you didn't press star one for whatever reason. You know what? I'm going to just let you know right now, I love you, and I want the best for you, and I want you to make things happen for yourself, and I want you to feel confident that you can reclaim your power. For whatever reason, for those of you that did not press star one on your ever reason, know that the first step to reclaiming your power is to move past fear and put on those shoes of courage and to declare that you are reclaiming it. It's so important. You know, one of the things that someone shared with me a while back, a sister Everett shared this with me, and, you know, she said that when you are unwilling to, you know, verbally declare things in your life, sometimes the negative forces of life will continue to work within you and hold you back from whatever it is that you want to do. Sometimes we have to prove to ourselves, and we have to prove to the spirit that's within us, we have to prove that we are ready to take control and to start doing things. So for whatever reason, for those of you that didn't press star one, know that I love you. I'm here for you, and I will hold your hand to help you declare and reclaim you taking your personal power back, because it's that very, very important. It's 12:32 after the hour, and you are listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio. Hey, guess what? It's never too late. Never too late for you to flash over on another line and to call someone that you know needs inspiration or motivation in their lives, needs to hear these resources, this information, to get them from point A to point B. And no other show like Successful Woman Radio can do that for you. Every single Monday at 12 noon Eastern Time, be it a holiday or not, it doesn't matter if it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, President's Day, it really doesn't matter. We're always on the air every Monday at 12 noon, ready to motivate you, encourage you, and help you to be the very best that you can be. Right now, I want to go ahead and I want to just let you guys know about some things that are going on over at womenaboutbiz.com. And for those of you that are new to the show, our sponsoring website, of course, is Women About Biz. I'm excited. We turned 15 years old this year. Yay. And we've got awesome things over at Women About Biz. One of the things I want you to know about is definitely if you're not participating in the community, it's one of the places that you should. It's a private social network where you can go and connect with other business women, where you can go and share. And so I want to encourage you at least once a week, go in the community, connect with 3 to 10 women. Okay, and let them know who you are. And that's very important, because it's once you start connecting, you know, look at what they do. Send them a private message and schedule a power talk or schedule a connection call with them so that you can each get to know what the other do. So, again, I want to encourage you to participate in the community. A big shout out to all of our people who are in the Spring Into Success program. It's about 50-plus of you who are participating, and I know all of you have truly been enjoying that. We're almost through. This is May. We have just another week or so before we're finished with Spring Into Success, and we've had a lot of people letting me know that they're seeing results with some of the techniques that I'm actually showing them. And so if you did not participate in Spring Into Success, we have a similar program, Making It Happen, coming back up again for June, and you will be able to actually participate in that. I want to make sure that you all know about the Her Dream Startup Program because, you know, we're still getting the word out there. As a matter of fact, we're looking at going and traveling around to some various cities. And so if you're not in the city of Atlanta and you live in other states and you would like to host a Her Dream Startup launch party, just definitely email me personally at tnewby@womenaboutbiz.com. That's T as in Trina, N-E-W-B-Y at womenaboutbiz, B-I-Z as in zebra, .com. Email me and let me know that you're willing to do this. But the Her Dream Startup Program, we're so excited about it. We've had now over 500 women that have applied for the scholarship-based startup program. And the program is all about helping women to get grounded starting their business. Or perhaps you've been in business for a while, but you feel that you need to get back to the basics because perhaps you never were in the know all the way about things that you needed to do to be the leader of your business. Well, it's for you too. So, again, I want to encourage you to go ahead and apply for the Her Dream Startup Program. And it's been so successful that we actually have a website for Her Dream Startup. It's herdreamstartup.org. Herdreamstartup.org. So go check it out. And definitely, if this is something that you've been looking for, then this is your day. There's scholarships available for you. And please help us spread the word on the social networks. Just say check out herdreamstartup.org on the social networks and get that information out there. And, again, a big thank you to all of you who are helping us with making that actually happen. I also want to give a big shout-out to my hubby, Robert, who has been helping us really with the Her Dream Startup website, and he's been helping us to get that site up and to get it going, and that's just been such a blessing, and I really, really appreciate him for doing that. And so, again, I want to just thank him publicly for being that man that stands behind me and helped me with all of our technology needs in making that happen. It's 12:38 after the hour. You're listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host, Trina Newby, and I'm so glad that you're here. I want to remind everybody that you can listen to past shows simply by visiting SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. Again, SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. And when you land on the website, just look over in your right-hand column, and there it is, all of the previous shows there for you to listen to. So last Monday, we had a show called Time Savvy Woman and some great resources on time management for women. So definitely go listen to that show. Also on the website, SuccessfulWomanRadio.com, you can schedule to be on the show. You can actually request to be on the show. We have a wonderful segment entitled Women Making It Happen. And, you know, I've had people to tell me, well, Trina, I'm not ready to be on the show because I don't feel that I've made the money that I need to make in order to impress other people. And it's like, whoa, that's not what making it happen is all about. Yes, you know, it's about being in business is definitely about money. But this Making It Happen segment is about women who have stepped beyond their comfort zone, and they are making it happen for themselves. They have reclaimed their power, and they are out there. You know, they've taken off those shoes of fear, and they are out there, and they are walking in their vision. That's what this is about. So if you want to be on the show, go ahead and click on in the top menu bar on Successful Woman Radio, be on the show, and fill that out so we can get you schedule. And that's what it's all about, okay? It's the fact that you have a story and you have words of encouragement for other women, and you've lived a long enough life to have wisdom and to share that wisdom with other women. And so we encourage you to do that. And if you know other women who you feel should be on the show, tell them about Successful Woman Radio. Tell them to go to the site, click on Be on the Show, and let us know who they are. Now, we'll let you know right now that we've had more than 100-plus requests, and we're trying to process all of those as soon as we possibly can. But be patient, because we will definitely get to you. I want to go ahead right now and move right into an excerpt from the book Action Has No Season by Michael B. Roberts. It's a very, very good book, and I've read it once, and I am now reading it over again. And, of course, as you know, any resource that I have that is benefiting me in life, I'm ready to bring it to you right here on the show. So I'm going to start right with Chapter 1, such an excellent chapter, Commencing Action. And here's what the author and wealth are only achieved through action. In order to develop your talents and skills to reach your capacity and fulfill your aptitude, you must become, and this is what I like, an actionaire. Your life will be transformed by recognizing the need to undertake action. He says, action is natural to human existence and pertinent to our growth process. All life is in a state of action, and nothing can prevent it from evolving. The principle of creation underscores the human existence and the importance of action. The renowned statement, "Action speaks louder than words," contains a conviction that will bring tremendous strength, truth, and intensity to your life. If you understand the inescapable truth that nothing remains the same and change is constant, you will minimize your failures and maximize your success by becoming an actionaire with every endeavor. Another frequently used statement suggests that there are three types of action within our existence: that which happens to you, that which happens around you, and that which you make happen. One of the great tragedies in our society is that less than 1% of our population takes action effectively. This concept is evidenced by one generally accepted statistic. Less than 1% of the world's population holds 99% of the wealth. Wow, ladies, did you hear that? Let me repeat that. He says less than 1% of the world's population holds 99% of the wealth. And this is because less than 1% of the population actually takes action on what it is that they want to do in life. He says most people are victims of another person acting upon their ideas, visions, or created opportunities. When this inaction occurs, it often results in frustration, depression, and hostility. However, actionaires have little time to experience these roller coaster type emotions of instability. They are too busy manifesting their dreams or seeking out new deals. These opportunities are found both in local or familiar settings and from remote locations. Opportunities will arise from the most unexpected corners. It takes action to manifest them. Pioneering new and bold ventures is the behavior of an actionaire. When faced with a failure, a company downturn, a personal catastrophe, or any negative challenge, actionaires always strive to alter and redirect those tribulations into positive energy, thereby formulating an inviolable outcome. If you are teetering at the threshold of action and feel trepidation in regards to changing your current direction or career, you must enhance your confidence and embrace change by pursuing your desires and your inner calling. This self-motivation will best occur through taking action with a positive mindset and adhering to the message of this book. Deciding on how to execute action will catapult you into fulfilling your calling. Now, once you boldly embrace action, you will stimulate, activate, and release the force of your possibilities. At this point, you will never discover your purpose in life, acquire authority, and amass wealth. Now, I apologize. Again, let me read this portion. He says, you will discover your purpose in life, acquire authority, and amass wealth. He says living humans should necessitate action through their lives. This assertion suggests that inactive individuals are consistently stagnant, uncreative, and archaic. Additionally, they will experience low self-esteem or a poor view of self. By and large, these people remain static and never change. Worst of all, they never obey their calling in life. All in all, with the same inert nature, character, and integrity, they purposely remain arrested within their comfort zone. Their lack of vision causes them to be virtually sedentary. With them, failure is predictable. Comprehending the importance of taking action, critical to applying the rules of nature, which are based on survival skills and civility, these rules pertain to human behavior in our interactions with others. Society, business, culture, war, and peace relate to the interpretation and performance of human action. By applying the lessons that you'll learn in this book, he says, you will be steered through these rules of nature. In order to understand the perplexity of how to gain authority and wealth, one must begin with taking action. He goes on to say that action is a component of time. Time produces action, therefore everything that lives within time experiences some form of action. He says time is an interruption in eternity and a measurement for success. If we assume that time was created to give eternity a measure identified as seasons, then the term seasons denote action. One might argue that the creation of time became the source of, in these words, he say, capture the essence of seizing the action that is inherent in our time. As such, action has no season. So I'm going to stop right there. I just read from the book Action Has No Season with the author Michael B. Roberts. I'm excited to bring this book to you as a suggestion for you to add this book to your success library. It's so important that you have one and that you start a success library. But again, our theme all this month is Action-Driven Woman, and it's all about you taking action on the things that you know you need to do to accomplish your dreams and your goals. So I'm going to go right into the topic, the Action-Driven Woman, and what it is that you should be doing to start taking action. The first thing I want to let you know about becoming an action-driven woman is that an action-driven woman is not that she gets completely rid of fear, but the action-driven woman takes action in spite of fear. So that's number one. You must learn, my sisters, to take action in spite of fear. Here's why. Listen, you're going to have fear. Fear in and of itself really is a natural reaction to the unknown. And so as a result, sometimes when you are creating those big goals and you're ready to make bold moves, or like I say, you're ready to bust a move and start making some things happen, you are going to have certain fears that creep in on you. But here's what I say. I say strap fears behind in the seatbelt and let it know you're getting ready to go for a ride. And what you're going to learn is that as you're driving and as you're moving with momentum to drive down that road of success, honey, you look back and fear has jumped out of the car. Fear has left. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to take action in spite of the fear. You've got to make a solid commitment to yourself that you are going to take action on your dreams and goals and what it is that you want to do. So how do you begin to take action? What do you need to do to take action? What kind of action do you need to take? Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to really schedule some time. And for some of you, you know, you may have to schedule a week and each day take an hour or two of personal time and get in your quiet space, and you need to start with what is it that I want to experience, okay, within this next 90 days? What is it that I'm trying to do in my business to start seeing results, okay? That's the first thing that you've got to do. You've got to take action on knowing what it is that you want. Then after that, it's time for you to set goals that are going to help you do it within this next 90 days, okay? And after you set those goals, then you have to list to-do items. Now, here's where a lot of people are really stuck. And this is where I feel that women need to really slow down and understand this. When you write your goals down, it's not a simple matter of writing the goals down, but you actually have to, at that point, then take each of those goals, right? You have to set a milestone to those goals, and then you have to write all of the to-do items that are required in order for that goal to be accomplished. Now, if you find that it's too overwhelming, it really means that you've got to break that goal down into short-term goals. Okay, and under each of those short-term goals, then list to-do items. Now, even then you may get stuck, and here's why. I've had a lot of women over the years that have shared with me that one of their biggest frustrations is to write a to-do item down, and they go back in their calendar in a time slot and realize that they never accomplished all of those to-do items. Well, often it is because there is a challenge presenting itself within that to-do item. Either you don't have the resource, either you don't know the right people to help you get that to-do item done. Perhaps you don't have the necessary skills to immediately, okay, make that to-do item happen. Whatever it is, what you must know is that you cannot place a to-do item in a time slot until you have made sure that you know how that to-do item is going to get accomplished. Are you going to delegate it? Are you going to do it yourself? And if so, are there any other challenges presenting themselves? Okay, so you must know that. Now, what do you do once there's a challenge that pops up? Well, you have to find the solution to the challenge before you can actually list a to-do item in a time slot on your time management planner. And this is where I think most women error. They don't have a problem with having a busy calendar, but often all of those items on the calendar never get accomplished. And I believe that it's because all of them possibly present some challenges, and you've not taken the time to identify the challenges, find solutions so that you can get it done. Okay? So, again, I want to caution you not to list things on your time management planner until you have found solutions for it. It's one of the things that we've been going on over in the Spring Into Success program, and a lot of the women are having their aha moments and seeing that, oh, my goodness, you're absolutely right. This is why I haven't been getting my goals accomplished, because there is a challenge presented for the to-do item, and when I can't get that done, the goal never gets accomplished. So pay close attention to that, ladies, and make sure that you slow down enough to identify any challenges to your to-do items that support your goals, okay? Very, very important. So let's move on to number two in the action-driven woman and the attributes that she must have. The action-driven woman, okay, takes at least 1 hour daily to gain her focus point. Okay, she takes 1 hour daily to gain her focus point, and usually it's in the morning. And what am I meaning by that? Is that you must always know where you're going, and we have incredible minds. Our minds are so busy sometimes that we forget where we're going or what it is that we're trying to do. But you've got to take that 1 hour daily to really take a look at your business goals and what you would like to see happen by Friday. You need to make sure that you're on point to accomplish the goal by Friday, right? You need to be making sure of all of that. And that's not going to happen if you just wake up enough to shower and run out of the door and start doing things, but you haven't actually taken that 1 hour of time to really properly plan how your business day should run. So I want you to pay close attention to that, okay? Here's number three. An action-driven woman has a power team, okay? You guys who are longtime listeners may have heard me talk about a power team, and you may have heard me tell you some things about that power team, and I will be doing that again this month. But I just want to quickly let you know that the two most important assets you have in life is time and your ability to lead other people and do the things that you need to do, okay? And having a power team is a part of that. A power team is a group of talented individuals, okay, who know more than you, who can help you to execute your to-do item in a quick manner, okay? And that's what's so important about your power team. Now, each individual businesswoman has to come up with her own power team. And you may have anywhere from 3 to 5 people on your power team, or for some of you who are aggressive and you're ready to really make it happen, you may end up placing maybe 10 to 15 more people on your power team. Now, here's what you need to understand. This term power team is made up just for you. And you don't have to go around telling everybody you're going to be on my power team, but what you simply need to do is come up with a list of talents that you need in order to perform your business leadership. That's what you need to do. So, for example, you might need a web designer, a graphic designer, an attorney, an accountant. You might need a content creator, someone who can help you with creating content for your website. You may need someone who can help you design your sales system and help you to better close the sale, okay? You may need those type of people, and depending on your business industry, there are other types of people that you will need. But most of the time, these individuals have the skill and they have the ability to put things into action for you right away when you need them. The beautiful thing about creating a power team is that you know who these people are, and when you need them, you only need to dial a phone number. But when you don't need them, of course, they're off running your business, servicing other people. And that's what a power team is all about. You can put these people into quick and swift action on your behalf, okay? So I want you to understand how important that is. Let's move on to number 4 about an action-driven woman and what she must be about, okay? An action-driven woman, authentic and true to herself. Again, she's authentic and true to herself. Now, what does that actually mean? Well, truth be told, sometimes when, you know, and this really is an age thing, it's depending on how old you are, but sometimes what happens is that you find yourself trying to be like everybody else and trying to move in the momentum of everybody else's business. And however, you really haven't taken the time to be truthful to yourself about what it is that you want and what it is that you want to be for your business and what you want everybody to see you as in your business, the true leader that you want to be. And authenticity, as I get older, I realize just how important authenticity is so very important. Look, I can't begin to tell you how many women's groups, how many organizations and associations that there are, but I really don't look at that as a threat to me, because I am being my authentic self. I know that I am going to draw millions of women to Women About Biz and to who I am simply because there are women who can identify with what I've been through. There are women who, for whatever reason, when they hear my voice, it comforts them and lets them know that they can make things happen. And I know that's because I have my own success DNA. And so being authentic to myself and authentic to every person that knows me is key. And so as an action-driven woman, you have to become authentic and truthful to yourself, which is so very, very important. And here's number 5 in being an action-driven woman, okay? Action-driven woman is also a time-savvy woman. Savvy simply means to be in the know about whatever it is you're trying to do. So if you're a time-savvy woman, it means that you are respectful of time, you make the best use of time when it comes your way, and that you know how precious time really is. You understand that. Remember, the definition of time that I have given it is time is a testimony to your existence. It says that you are here, and each day you get 24 more hours of it to work with, okay? So it's so important for you to understand that while you can't manage time, you can manage how you react to time and how you utilize the gift that you have been given of time. So there you have it, ladies, the action-driven woman. She takes action in spite of her fear. She takes 1 hour daily to get focused and have that focus point of knowing what it is she is driving towards. She has a power team. She has developed a relationship with individuals who can help her to execute things in a quick manner when she needs them done. Number four, she's authentic and truthful to herself. And number five, last but not least, an action-driven woman is a time-savvy woman. She is knowledgeable about how to utilize the time that she is given every single day. Ladies, I just want to encourage you to become that action-driven woman that you need to be successful for your business. Remember, take off your shoes of fear, put on your shoes of courage, and step so far beyond your comfort zone. For it's when you step beyond your comfort zone that you begin to drive on the road of success. And remember, strap fear in a seatbelt and move forward. Take care, everybody. Have a beautiful week. Make sure you connect with me on Facebook, in groups. Make sure you give me feedback on the show today. Take care. I love you, and I will see you on next Monday, May 11th. Bye-bye, everybody.